Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I think I can speak for most men when I say we want to have better sex. And for the sake of our partner, we may need to have better sex, fellas. Because no one likes it when you bring a wet noodle to a barbecue party. Write that down. The issue is that over-the-counter erection pills contain unregulated chemicals, suggest unsafe doses, and include the risk of several other health problems. And who wants that? It's like those drug prescription ads where everybody's like sitting there playing volleyball at the beach, but they're dying of herpes. Not cool. That's why we partnered with our friends over at Joy Mode. Whether you're looking to spice up your intimate moments or increase your confidence in the bedroom, Joy Mode makes all-natural and science-backed supplements dedicated to helping men perform better across their core functions. Oh, yeah. The trademark product, the Sexual Performance Booster, is every man's solution for increased blood flow down below, firmness, stamina, and performance of your favorite friend. It's like a pre-workout for your buddy down below. And let me tell you, it works. And the best part, the product is totally safe. All ingredients have been assessed in peer-reviewed journals. All ingredients have been studied and researched in humans. It comes in a palm-sized little packet, like your favorite electrolyte powder. Just simply mix one of these bad boys right in with 6 to 8 ounces of water, 45 minutes before sexual activity, and watch the magic unfold. Like, you know when you start blowing up an inflatable castle? It's sort of like that. But down below. But it's time to redefine your intimacy and go to usejoymode.com for 20% off with promo code FRATCHAT. Oh, yeah, that's 20% off and free shipping with promo code FRATCHAT at usejoymode.com. Ingredients with integrity, it's Joy Mode, baby.
And we are recording.
And we are recording. I'm very excited about today's topic.
That's right. I think it's a very relatable topic.
Yes, best gay sex positions. That's and we right. Try them all.
There's going to be a lot of shit in this episode. Yeah, so stay tuned.
That's why all the gays work at department stores, because we need the hookup on linen.
That's right.
We go through a lot of
Bed Bath and Beyond.
And Beyond.
Oh, I'm going to do this in 3, 2, 1.
What are you doing?
Testes in my mouth.
Get on the ground, you fucking pledge.
Ew.
Welcome to the greatest podcast experience of your life. This is the Frat Chat Podcast.
All young men like three things. Food. News. Pussy.
Featuring Carlos Garcia and Chris Moore.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the greatest podcast in the history of podcasting time. Tell them, Stone Cold, what is the Frat Chat Podcast? I'm Carlos Garcia with Chris Steve Moore. How's it going, Mr. Moore?
It's good, but I'm a little scared of the guy on your shirt, man.
That's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone
what?
Cold Steve Austin.
The toughest son of a bitch you've ever seen. He used to like waddle his head, so I gotta like do my body.
He looks horrifying.
What? Let me tell you something, son. Stone Cold Steve Austin's gonna drink a couple Steve Weisers. What? And he's gonna whoop your ass. What?
You know, for such a badass, he's got very pretty eyes.
He does have very gorgeous eyes. Well, he started out, fun fact, for the non-wrestling fans. One of his first character was a long-haired blonde guy, and his name was Stunning Steve Austin, as opposed to Stone Cold Steve Austin, and he was a pretty boy. So, You know, we're not that far off.
And then he lost his hair.
Yep, once it was balding, he wanted to go heel, as they say, bad guy, and he decided, I'm just going to cut it, and then he came up with this character that was more evil and dastardly. But the thing is, in wrestling, and also in a lot of TV and film, usually if you play a bad guy well enough, the audience will start to like you. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
And then it's like, ah, fuck, because they get the stick. You know what I mean? Especially in wrestling, where you know it's not quite real and stuff. You know, you're kind of like, oh shit, this guy's doing a really good job of making me fucking despise him. So you kind of break that fourth wall a little bit. Same thing with movies. Like, there's just people who play bad guys. Like, Hannibal Lecter's a bad guy, but you kind of root for him to get away and eat people's faces, you know? Yeah. Like, when you play him so well, you know, eventually they turn babyface, as they say, and that's what happened to him. He was just like a bad guy who eventually people loved and became the best-selling good guy in pro wrestling history, which is wild. Wild. That's right, son! Don't you ever question Stone Cold? What? Well, I'm going to kick your ass! Oh, wow, Stone Cold, you got to relax. Take a chill pill. Things are okay. What? Okay, okay. Enough. Enough.
Well, while you were studying all your WWF trivia.
WWE, don't say F. You'll get sued. Beep. We didn't say the F. It was Simo. Sue him.
Wait, you can't say the F?
Yeah, they got sued by the World Wildlife Fund. Oh, Panda.
Right. So what are they now?
Now they're WWE. Well, as of 2002, so last 22 years.
Well, while you've been studying your WWE trivia, I've been reading American's Classics.
See, he can't even get past that sentence because just him reading is just like the funniest shit I've ever seen.
You were reading. For our listeners who know me, that would be listen very to a podcast difficult for me on? To do. I don't have all night to read 8 pages.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. That's a good one. You should write that one down. Just
oh, my gosh. I should be a comedian.
Yeah, right?
We should tell you ever have people come up to you after a show and they're like, I've been told I should be a comedian. Like, you want to hear this one? No, I don't want to hear anything you have to say.
The worst is when, like, friends or people you know get drunk and they have a few and they're like, I could do that. Oh, yeah? Go ahead. I'd love to see it. I would bring someone up. Like, if someone was really, like, confident and they've never done it, it's like, I'll give them 5 minutes to just eat shit in front of, like, a live audience. I challenge anyone, really. And if you're not a comedian, you always like talk shit, you think you can do it, I'll give you 5 minutes on the show. You'll eat some shit, but the audience will laugh. And I'll let them know that this is not this guy's first time. You know what I mean? So everybody's expectations will be set. But people, you know, there's a reason why more people are afraid of speaking in public than death. Because it's not easy. And then at least, like, if you're trying to do a motivational speech, there's a lot you can drop. But making people laugh, that's so subjective. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And then when they're on stage, they pace and they don't look up. Yeah. They look at the ground and they pace.
They get real nervous.
And I used their to pace. Voice is kind of like
the
this.
Hands are shaking. And then you realize how bright those lights can get.
You know what?
I was like, my eyes.
We do have a bunch of fraternity brothers who actually do think could be decent comedians. We have a couple of really funny ones, like Cole Bauer to me was always really funny.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
I think he could be at least a comedy writer. And who else I think is funny? Gary.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's a funny guy too. We have a lot of talent in the fraternity.
Yeah, but no one listening to this knows the fuck we're talking about, so maybe we should pivot. Something that
pivot.
They do know. That's what happens when Simo smokes for the show.
Correct.
Oh, and I know Peter Frampton's son, Jeff. Oh, cool.
His
he likes tomatoes.
My cousin's toy poodle was my best friend.
That's right. My mailman's son's named Steve. He's really funny.
He looks just like me. Who knew? Anywho, you had a fun weekend, right? Didn't you go out of town? You went to Connecticut?
I went to Connecticut for a wedding.
What do you think of Connecticut?
It was pretty nice, actually. I was saying I would go for a staycation there because at least I don't remember the area we stayed, but it was like there's like a little town there and shit. It looked like a cleaner Philly. No offense to
any
Philly.
Diversity.
Oh, no. No, no.
It's a white state.
Diversity? In Connecticut? That's a joke. That's a good one, dude. I expected to be like the blackest guy there. Look at me. Like Carlos Garcia. Oh, better take the dogs on that guy. No. There were three minorities I saw, and of course, they were all service positions. It was someone needs to make the white people feel good about themselves. So. The guy who parked your car, you know, he was usually a minority. The guy who cleaned the shit, that was definitely a minority. And that's about it. Those are the three I saw.
I used to do some work in Connecticut because I was like a regional trainer at a prior job. And I remember when there's no diversity, I think to myself, they might not like gay people. Because when you have a diverse crowd, you assume, okay, this diverse crowd, they're probably Democrat, they're probably fairly liberal, and they embrace differences.
But see, I don't think about that. I just feel like even if they're not, because there's a lot of, for example, there's Latinos for Trump, man. You know, there's Venezuelans that fucking love Trump. There's always exceptions. You know? But I just feel like at least minorities have been accustomed to having to live together, where even if you fucking hate each other, you'll at least be civil and do what you got to do. Meanwhile, you know, white people have gotten to fucking take over their whole neighborhoods and shit and ostracize them and kick everybody out and shit. So, you know, it's a little different. They've gotten to have their like, oh, this is my neighborhood. I've never seen you around here type attitude for quite some time. Meanwhile, you know, like look at New York City, Chinatown is next to Little Italy and there's like next to like Little Havana, you know, there's like, they're all right there. You just go a block away and there's like, so you're used to being like nearby. At least that's my opinion. But yeah, Connecticut is white as hell.
You had fun in Connecticut?
Yeah, it was cool. The wedding was really fun. I got some food poisoning though, you guys.
Wink, wink.
Well, I think it was actual food poisoning because Julie didn't really get it for a while. But then, you know, I think she did get sick from something else that I gave her or someone from the wedding gave her. But it was like just continuously. Like I couldn't keep anything down in a way that would – I have booze, like – I'll puke like maybe two or three times, but once you get the booze out of your system to a certain degree, like you're kind of done and you feel better. This was like, just like, it would not stop. Like my body was like, like going into shock. And then I would get really hot and really cold and start sweating a lot and shit. So like, that's why I think it's more like a viral thing than like being like just drunk and into puke. You know what I mean? But it fucked me up.
What color was your vomit?
Oh, it was all kinds of color. Because at first I was puking out everything I ate at the wedding.
Paint a rainbow, man.
And then it was like, I had a red Gatorade to try to save my life. And then it came out red. So that came out the nice, Gatorade.
Nice.
I had a blue Gatorade later on that also got puked out. So it was all kinds of
beautiful
shit. Yeah, right. I'm a Martiste, Mr. Mao. I don't know if you know that about me. So even in my worst moments, I'm thinking, how can I make this beautiful? That's what I do here at the Frat Chat.
You know what? One time, you know my buddy Alejandro?
Who? No, just kidding. Yes,
Alejandro. Yes. Little guy. He
mailman's uncle's second cousin, you guys.
Correct. Correct. He loves art, loves nature. I remember one time we were both walking down the street and like it, like those cherry blossoms, the wind was blowing and like petals were going everywhere, like almost like we're inside little like flower petal tornado, and he's just like spinning around in circles, just like giggling, and he's like, isn't this beautiful? Meanwhile, I'm like, oh, I think it went up my nose. Oh my god, it's gross.
I would have been like looking at my phone like gay. I like nature, but I gotta say I don't appreciate it nearly enough. Sometimes I'll see something that I'll be like, whoa, that's badass. And like I thought the eclipse, for example, the other day was cool. Well, like, I'm like, eh, I'd rather sit in my cave looking at my phone than go out for a walk. You know what I mean? Like, ugh. Ugh.
The eclipse was, like, underwhelming in New York. What a waste.
It was not bad here in New Jersey. It was almost full.
No?
It was like, a little bit of a sliver was left in the sun.
Did it get
dark? For a second, it looked like it closed, but no, it was very quick. What's that?
Did it get dark?
It was not like, it was like a weird kind of darkness because you could still, like I said, there was like a teeny tiny sliver, so there was a little bit of light, but it felt kind of like it was like early morning or something. You know what I mean? When the sun's not quite out. It felt weird. It was like, and like the birds stopped moving and shit.
Well, the birds were freaking out in Lower East Side Manhattan. They were freaking out. And you have all these idiots on the street looking up with the little glasses with the mouths like this. Aww. And I thought, someone's going to get their mouth pooped in. I just know.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
One of these birds is going to poop in their mouth, and I'm here for it. I'm watching the crowd. I'm like, who's getting shit on? I can't wait.
I guarantee, with all the people in New York City, I guarantee the odds are actually like pretty favorable that someone's mouth gets shit on.
Yeah.
Looking up the eclipse.
Is that good luck? I think that's what they say. It's good luck.
I think that's the best luck if you catch with your mouth.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not even trying to. That's literally luck. That's just like, I think you become like a billionaire if that happens. So let us know. If you guys know anybody whose mouth got shit on during the eclipse by a bird. No, by a bird. I don't want no weird family stories about your cousin Steve.
Well, speaking let us know. Of Fred billionaires, Jeff. I think you have a news article for us.
I do. Wow, look at responsible Mr. Mo over there. Keeping us on track. Like never happens.
And do what I can. I'm here all night. Yeah, that's the ticket.
So I do have a news story for you guys. One that, in my opinion, it's kind of funny because, you know, I thought that it was always stupid that he did this move. But hit it, the guy. Shout out to Forbes.com for the news. But the guy known as Elon Musk. Notorious billionaire, sort of a creepy guy, and all hail the alien lord, because he is kind of funny looking.
The that alien lord,
yeah, he definitely, that body of his screams it's an alien with like a little guy in there like driving the ship,
maybe, you know, like the crane in Ninja Turtles.
Exactly. Krang. Yeah, with the brain in him and his little hands. Yeah.
Fuck you, turtles, you fucking assholes.
Oh my God, that like takes that. Me back. Yeah,
exactly, that's where it screams. But he announced very recently, actually, excuse me, on the app formerly known as Twitter, not known as X, which I'll never call it X. I don't care how long it is, it'll always be Twitter. That new users will now need to pay a small fee, quote unquote, to use basic functions on the platform. A change, he said, is needed to combat a bot problem that has plagued the site for years. So he's going to charge people now. Anybody that joins very soon moving forward is going to have to pay a fee to do anything.
That's to prevent bots from joining?
Yeah, to invest in the program or something. Like, he's gonna invest in like new software and people and shit to prevent this. But his tweet,
no one's gonna,
was a reply to speculation about charging new accounts a small annual fee to post, like, bookmark, and reply. And he didn't specify when the fee will kick in or how it's gonna work, but said the fee is the only way to curb the relentless onslaught of bots on X. He said that artificial intelligence bots and internet trolls can pass through bot identifying tests with ease. And the fee, he says, is similar to one already introduced to new users in New Zealand and the Philippines last October as part of Twitter/X's Not a Bot program, which required new accounts to pay a $1 annual fee to post, like, reply, and more. X said it would share results about the program soon, quote unquote, When it was released last year, though, it was not yet clear if any results have been shared at all. Now, the announcements of the fee for new users comes less than 2 weeks after X initiated a program getting rid of the many bots on the platform. And according to Musk himself, prosecuting them to the full force of the law. And again, that has not been identified. The researchers have found that bot activity on X has increased during popular events such as the 2024 Super Bowl and, of course, the Republican primary debate. Can't make this up. Now, of course, people on the interwebs are not seeing things the same way because many, and I'm not going to lie, yours truly kind of thinks this is true, are accusing Elon Musk of doing these fee measures as a way to recoup some of the money he has lost since taking over Twitter slash X. Because as of January of this year, the value of the company has dropped over 71% since he took over, which is like a big ouchie.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this? What do you think about this measure, Mr. Mo? Would you pay a dollar to be on Twitter?
Hell no. Would
you pay anything?
No way.
I wouldn't give it any money. Fuck no. I'm not going to give Twitter my credit card, especially a site that he already says himself is plagued by bots. Why would I ever give you my credit card information? Ever. Maybe I'll hand you a dollar.
Think about that.
If you come to my house, Elon Musk, and you knock on my door, I'll give it to you in quarters, or I'll even give you a full bill, and we're good. But
you know,
me putting down my PayPal account, my anything, Zelle, Venmo, nah, you gotta be fucking crazy, Elon Musk. You're insane. And
if
I like how he's trying to get rid of the bots, but the racists are still cool. Nah, man.
If I was gonna go to the bar and there's two bars side by side, and one has a cover, I don't care what music they're playing. I don't care what the theme is. I'm going to the bar without the cover.
That's
so
right.
So if I had an option between Facebook, Twitter, I'm sorry, X, Instagram, TikTok, I'm only going to have fun on the apps that require zero down payments.
Zero. Zero.
What do you think about this measure?
It's stupid. It's stupid. Yeah. And especially because Threads is already, in my opinion, much better, because Threads is like what Twitter used to be, at least to me. Like, where I go there, I post jokes, I see like good content, pop culture shit, you know, cat motivational shit, normal cats. Social media stuff. There's a little politics in there, but it's like you scroll past it and the algorithm gets it.
Are you
Twitter? Is fucking awful these days. I hate it. It's filled with like very little of the content I like, and no matter how much I mute Marjorie Taylor Greene's dumbass, she keeps showing up on my fucking feed, and it's like it's very clear what agenda
right now as we speak.
That's right. So yeah, I'm not a fan of Twitter anymore. I think charging for it is stupid. I don't know if his goal was to purposely tank this company so he could claim it as a loss for himself and then, you know, recoup it on taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it's like, it just seems like everything he's doing is to fuck it up. Because it's awful now. And meanwhile, Threads will keep growing and, you know.
Do you have a lot of followers on Threads already?
Well, they do. The thing with Threads is like, it kind of is triggered by your Instagram account. So like, as people who are your followers on Instagram join Threads, they pretty much auto follow you. So I have like 500.
That's not good, because Threads is new. Not a lot of people are on Threads,
but it's like I don't actively like follow people. It just kind of has been following the people that I already followed on Instagram, and which is really the people I know anyway, so it's kind of doing its thing. I don't actively try to grow that much, to be honest. I post funnies, and if someone likes it, I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I'll take this to stage. You know, that's what I try to do on there. But it's not filled with like all the hateful shit, so that's why I like it. But Elon, I don't know what you're doing, dude. You got chill.
Have you ever seen Elon Musk pictures of him before he got his hair transplants?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he is proof that you're not necessarily ugly, just poor, because he really got that hair fixed. I don't know what he did.
He just needs to work on that body of his.
See, that's why I don't know, because maybe they just need to upgrade him. So that it's not the alien guy's not in the chest cavity, which is that mm-hmm. it sticks out mm-hmm. that way. You got to put him in the butt or something. I don't know the answer. Just tuck him in somewhere where no one's gonna look, and you know, because who the hell's gonna look up his butt? But then again, he has a lot of stands that would love to look up his butt, and they probably do, because a lot of bros and tech bros have weird things for Elon Musk, and they will go to like weird lengths to defend the man and like weird. Stand for him. It's like very weird. So I gotta watch out what I say. But they'll get us. But anywho, that was the story. And real quick, before we get to everybody's favorite segment, don't forget, you guys, that this week we have the return something very special. And it is the greatest comedy show of all time. Oh, yeah! It's back, baby! We're back! Broadway Comedy Club! This Thursday! No, it's not Fridays anymore. It's Thursdays! We got an epic lineup. 7:30 p.m. Mr. Moe's hosting this biatch. You got Joe Gonzalez from Good Morning America. Tivia, Chris Tecron, Warner Brothers, Comedic Voices. Of course, yours truly, Carlos Garcia. Taxicab Comedy on Fox Nation. MTV, of course, this podcast, you fucking moron. And Liz Glazier, ABC, CBS, number one album on iTunes for comedy. We got Stephen Cha.
Oh, really?
Coming in the house. He's that LA comedian making his NYC debut. And Carmen Lagales headlining, and who, of course, we love her so much. You've seen her on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and on Comedy Central. It's going to be epic. So check us out at tiny.cc/greatestcomedyshow. You can still buy tickets early and save if you use that website right now. And use promo code GREATEST. Save half off. You know, if you wait till the day of the show, the deals are done. You got to pay full price. You're going to feel stupid. But if you walk to the door, you're going to feel stupid. So just go on the site, because they're selling nicely. So go on the site.
Favorite female comedians are in that lineup.
That's epic. Line.
You always have a really good diverse lineup, I must say.
That's what I do. Because I don't
you
want.
Know why? Because you're not from Connecticut.
That's right. That's right. And I don't want other fucking, you know, I don't. If there's too many people in the lineup who are like me, they're going to steal, you know, they're going to steal my jokes. Not purposefully, but it just happens. It's parallel thought. You know what I mean? So it's like, just have different people and the jokes, the comedy is going to be different.
Do you ever have people like in your everyday life? As you talk to them, they because sometimes we're just naturally funny, and people are like, "Oh, is that part of your routine? Is that one of your jokes?" And
I'm like, "Oh, yeah, no, all the time.
No, I'm just it's just me talking."
Or I'll be sitting there, right, and someone's talking or something's going on, and someone will lean back, "Hey," and I'm like, "What the fuck? This is pretty funny, huh? You'll probably put this in one of your bits." Right? You'll probably put it in one of your bits. You're going to write this down. And they're like calling everyone, "Hey, Uncle Steve, he's probably going to put this in one of his bits." And they're all laughing. Like, "Oh, I'm like, yeah, yeah, it is so funny. You're going to do it, right?" And they're almost like pressuring me. And I'm like, no. I would rather kill myself than put this down in one of my bits. But yeah, people I think it goes back to everybody thinking that they could do it, but sometimes, you know, sometimes shit just happens that's funny, but it doesn't translate to stage people. So like, think about what you're pitching. If it doesn't have a punchline or setup, it's not a joke, you guys. That's pretty much the two things a joke needs. It's a goddamn setup and a punchline. That's it.
Yeah, and if you have to preface your joke by saying, "I'm not racist, but..."
Oh, it's going to be racist, good. Fuck.
It's not looking good.
Yeah.
You're going to love this one. "Hey, I'm not racist, but..." Three guys walk into a bar. white guy, Chinese man.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, not about that life. Not about that life.
Is it me or does buying a sex pill at a gas station feel super awkward? You know, you're like walking around and you don't know what to get. The guy's definitely looking at you, judging you with every step. It's super weird. Plus, then we're going to talk efficacy. Does it really work? Because my buddy once bought a condom from a gas station, and now he has 3 kids, so you tell me. So it's good to know that Jomoid is not only backed by its users, it's backed by science, people, which goes to show that science can be sexy sometimes. Now let me ask you something. Whether you're happy or unhappy with your performance in the bedroom, why not perform even better? Usain Bolt was the fastest man in the world, and he still wanted to run faster. So why not be an Olympic gold medalist in the bedroom, fellas? Because that's where Joy Mode comes in. Joy Mode's sexual performance booster is like a pre-workout, but for sex. It's designed to support erection quality, firmness, and sex drives. And it contains clinically supported doses of ingredients like arginine nitrate, L-citrulline, Panax ginseng, and vitamin C, which is going to make your boy down below stronger than ever. Oh, yeah. Not only is this the only supplement you'll need in the bedroom, it also supports blood vessel support, cardiovascular and heart health, athletic performance, blood pressure, and general erection function. Plus, here are the game changers. All ingredients have been assessed in peer-reviewed journals, and all ingredients have been studied and researched in humans, so you know it works. And I don't know about you guys, but I'll never go back to over-the-counter drugs after trying Joy Mode. And it's small enough to fit in your wallet and take it with you on the go. It's the perfect travel companion. And it's a powder, so you don't need to worry about it getting crushed in there. So all you got to do, fellas, is just go to usejoymode.com and get 20% off with the promo code FRATCHAT at checkout. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code FRATCHAT at usejoymode.com. Great sex solved naturally. Oh, yeah.
But anyways, you guys, now it's time for everybody's favorite segment, A Minute, where Mr. Mo and I get to be slightly passive-aggressive to each other. And no,
just a teeny little bit.
It's passive-aggressive, not like whatever the fuck last week was. That was just fully aggressive.
Oh,
there's a lie.
Faggot.
Yeah, that's not very passive aggressive. that's just aggressive.
I had someone recently say to me, "You can't say that." And I was like, "I've been called that my whole life. You tell me I can't claim that as my own, bitch. Fuck yeah, you're a faggot.
That's your word." Oh yes, Sibo. And then they made love.
I can say it.
Yeah, you can say it.
There's a lot of things I can't say, but this is one thing that I will say because I own it.
I could only say it if I was cast in a movie or a TV show or a character thing where a character is racist or whatever and has to say it, or you know, he like talks that way.
Wouldn't you be in like your trailer like, "Oh, this is so uncomfortable"?
Not really. To be honest, at this point where I see anything acting wise, I expect like everybody's a professional, everybody's read the script. You know, it's a controversial, especially because usually the bad people in the movie who say shit like that end up getting their comeuppance. So it's like, you know, there's usually a reason. Mm-hmm. And those people usually go down hard. So you gotta set them up. You gotta make them dastardly and evil and shitty, and then you know it makes it more like, I don't know, nice for the audience, more rewarding for the audience when they fucking get their throat cut later or whatever. You know, so as me as an actor, I don't mean it, so I'm cool with it. Mm-hmm. So it's cool, it's all good. But anyways, it's time to get to it because it's comedians being passive aggressive for 60 seconds. And we're going to go in 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Go.
Wow. If Running Train was a person, you are the embodiment of it. You look like you're
a running train.
Yeah. You look about to run a little train, a little gay train. You know, we call it the SEMO train. And you just go on it with your little outfit there, little hat. Boop,
boop. Oh, thanks. If it was an ice cream truck train, it would be great exercise for you to run after it.
That's true.
A potential reward at the end. Now, speaking of clothing, can you tell us more about your t-shirt that you've had since you were a kid?
That's a fun story. Yes, I could. I think because I was so healthy as a kid, I could still fit in it now, you know, since I was 11 years old. I appreciate you asking about my fashion.
Yeah, and you wore this shirt in New York. It's a good thing it wasn't a yellow shirt. Someone would have yelled, "Taxi!"
Touche. Touche, my friend.
Touche.
Well, Mr. Mel, now it's time to get to it. Because someone just opened the door and it was Julius sticking his head in. I'm sorry, listeners. It was terrifying.
She had cracked the door because she farted in the room.
That's right. So, you guys, this week, we have a very special topic for you guys. Because one thing that I've thought about during this wedding is that love is in the air. You know, now we're firmly past the month of Valentine's Day, where people feel pressured to not start relationships. Now we're in the full part. People are kind of looking around like, I can see myself with somebody. So we're going to give you our special list here this week. One that could potentially save you from a very bad encounter, from a very bad first date. Because bad encounters are first date. Everybody knows, fuck up your love life. Definitely ends potential date number two. So we're here to save you from heartbreak by giving you the top 10 worst and most embarrassing things to happen during a first date here at the Fragile Podcast. So you can prevent those mistakes. You can find your loved one. You can live happily ever after. Or not, or you can purposely bomb on dates and die alone with a cat or something. Whatever you want. You can use these tips for good or evil. It's up to you. But this is going to be fun. A lot of these things that have happened, some of these we witnessed firsthand. So, this is a very fun episode. And let's get to it.
If you can it, put your back into it. Can I go first?
Sure.
Okay. I think this is, I'm going to start with something easy, easy peasy.
Nice.
Have you ever gone on a date and when you came home, you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, motherfuck, I have pepper in my teeth. How long have I had pepper in my teeth? Or just something in your teeth. You know what I mean?
Because I've never had it in my teeth, but I've been on a date where the girl had it in her teeth.
And it's uncomfortable because you don't know her well enough to be that person to say, hey, I think you're attractive, but you got shit in your teeth.
Especially later on in the night, you know, date was going pretty well, minus the thing, and she's like, oh, you know, goes in for the kiss, and I'm like, since I'm looking at the piece of pepper there, I'm like, I don't want to. I purposely didn't get pepper in my dinner. I said, hold the pepper. I don't want any. Gives me diarrhea. So it's awkward.
Yeah, we did a whole episode about things you should avoid eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
what
pepper
mean?
Is one day. Of them. That's right. So yeah, I did as I got older, I will say, because that experience made me realize I should have just said something. I started telling people if there's something, you know, it's like, hey, by the way, hey, because I would hope that someone would tell me. Because I mean, I've gotten home and I've noticed that I've had the shit, but like not after a date. It's just like, damn it, why didn't no one say anything? Or like when you have a booger or something, you know? Yeah,
same thing. Booger's even more uncomfortable. That's so awkward. You know, I have a trick, and that is I will ask the other person, do I have anything in my teeth? And they'll say, no, do I? And I say, yes.
That's
my trick.
That's
not
bad,
right?
That's actually like one of the smartest things I've ever heard. It really is. That's such a good fucking way to do that. Oh my
drinker
god.
Drinker and a thinker.
That's right. Wow. Write that down, you guys. Oh, that is pretty genius. Pretty genius.
A new sound that effect.
That was for you. Anyways. Yes. Food, your teeth, or a booger. We're grouping those in the same ones. Because that's just that will potentially kill that first kiss. That is one of the few things that is so small but can make like the hottest person look unattractive. I don't care how hot a person is, but like a fucking green piece of like spinach hanging off of there. Ugh.
Have you ever told someone they have something in their teeth and they say, "No, I don't, it's tooth decay"?
Oh no, no.
That happened to me with an old coworker.
Oh,
a little something right here. And my coworker was like, it's permanent. It's just bad teeth. I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Oh dude, that sucks. That really sucks. I would
I would want to be
buried. anywho, yes. First on my list is one that is also an easy one, but one that will hurt. One that will make you look like a total fucking moron, at least, or a liar, because it's very suspicious. But that is forgetting your wallet during the first date. It's like, oh, you're fucking going to pay. You tell her order everything you fucking want. Oh, no, don't get the salad. I got this. Don't worry. You want to get the steak? You can get whatever you want, sweetie. You want another drink? Waiter, another margarita? Got it. Let me get the check. Check comes around. Then you start doing this. I swear. It was here. It was here a minute ago. I just checked before I left the house. Waiter, you believe me, right? And the waiter's like, so you look like a fucking jackass, and then you put her on the spot because then she has to pay, or you guys gotta wash some dishes.
And you know, it's not just payment, but like I've been on dates before where someone conveniently forgot their wallet, which is fine. But we also can't get into the bar if you don't have ID.
Right.
So you ever been with someone and you're like, I have a couple bars in mind that I guess we can go to because I know they don't card, but it makes me uncomfortable.
No, totally. And I've also been with someone who, you know, we tried it and then that was the night that they decided to check IDs and I was, sorry, man, I have no ID, can't get in. I said, but look how old I look. Sorry, man. You know, it doesn't, which is, they are just doing their job, you know, but it's like, ugh. So yeah, I didn't even think about that. You got no ID. You can't go to the bar. You can't go do anything. You can get us. You can't even have fun at a Dave and Buster's. You can only just play the games. You can't do it drunk, which is after fun. So yeah, forget your wallet.
Drunk bowling.
Yeah, drunk bowling is awesome. It's like another layer of difficulty. You know what I mean? I really, really enjoy drunk bowling. I would recommend it to everybody, children and adults.
Yes.
Ages 6 and up. Anyways, what you got next?
Next, I can't really do dairy very well. And sometimes it's hard to avoid dairy. Even like, let's say you go to an Italian restaurant, even though you say no cheese, no Parmesan on your spaghetti, there's a good chance that the spaghetti sauce has cream in it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, gotcha.
What is the sound effect? Here. That is so gross.
That is pretty much what happens after Steemo has a little bit of dairy. We recorded him here on the Frat Chat podcast. Thanks to my very long extended mic.
You know, I'll say this. It's already embarrassing to take a dump at a gay bar. Especially since a lot of gay bars don't have doors on the stalls because they are
oh yeah because I think people are going to suck.
Or suck dick. So you're sitting there taking a dump and wiping your ass with no cover, which to me is like so embarrassing. But then not only is that embarrassing, but when you're on a date and you go to the bathroom to tinkle and your tinkle takes 10 minutes, your date knows what's happening. They know. You don't even need to talk about it. You don't need to say
that's
anything.
True.
You know.
That's true.
It's so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
No one's.
I mean, that's why at least if you're going to have the poopies, you better hope that it's like explosive diarrhea so you're in and out as opposed to like a big turd you have to squeeze out, you know. We put your hands on the stall.
You know? Gotta take your shirt off first.
Your date's like asking the waiters, like, I don't know, but there's some guy dying in the bathroom. So I think someone got shot or something because I keep hearing popping sounds.
I dated this guy screaming. Christian very briefly, and this is years ago when I first moved to New York. I dated Christian, and on our first date, I meet him at this bar, and he's smashed already. Ugh. And I was like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I just had a couple drinks. I said, okay. He goes to the bathroom, and I waited a long time, and I just assumed that he left. And then some nice person came over to me and said, hey, I don't know how to tell you this. I said, oh, did my date leave? He said, no, he's asleep on the toilet. And I was like, oh. He had passed out on the toilet on our first date. And wow. I remember saying to this nice stranger, I said, who are you with? Is that your girlfriend? He said, that's my wife. I said, okay, can I buy you guys each a round of drinks and you can coach me as to how to handle this? Because this is a stranger and I don't know what to do. And he mistakenly left his tab open that I'm going to surely take advantage of. So the girl was like, you know, if that was my child, I would hope that someone would help him up and get him in an Uber. That's the nice thing to do. So that's what I did. And then we dated for a little bit and it didn't work out because who knew he had a drinking problem?
Yeah. Who knew? Oh, my God. These are the things that you just can't tell a person, you know, ever.
But I think he pushed his turd out so hard. He was pinching loaf like a fucking beast and passed out.
And he's one of the lucky ones that somehow got day two. <The lucky ones. laughs> There's been some catastrophes that happened.
Yeah, so
watch out from pushing too hard and getting a day two. You won't always go out with someone, you know, with mental problems like SEMO. It will look past that. SEMO can't see red flags because he's colorblind, you guys. So you just gotta hope for the best.
The most interesting thing about him was that at his apartment, he had all these pictures of me all taped all over the wall with a bunch of newspaper clippings of the same unsolved crime. And I thought, what an interesting way to collage.
And the pictures weren't pictures off social media, weirdly. They were just like very candid shots. It's crazy. You didn't even know anyone was there.
And I was like, wow, weird. Polaroid pictures is such a lost art.
That's right. No one's an artist anymore. No one's an artist. So up next. My list. Yeah, watch out for the upset stomach and the poops to summarize SEMO's. Next to my list is one that everybody can relate to, but very awkward during your first date with a new person. And that's running into your ex.
Oh, I thought you were going to say getting caught masturbating, which is also oh, that could be an honorable mention.
Hey, only at the Applebee's.
Only at the Applebee's. So running into your ex, that's happened
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, man. Because I've been there. I have been there. No, it was. I guess it was technically my fault because at the time, this was in college, I was dating a new person who I was with for a couple years, and I decided to take her to Red Robin, which is where I worked, and she knew I worked there. But it was like, yo, I can get us 50% off. We'll go pig out. Get a drink and then, you know, whatever. Just make a date out of it during
like a Wednesday during the day, you know, nothing going on. And I specifically went the day that I knew, because here's the thing, in college, I worked at the Red Robin, as I said, and I dated someone there who also went to the college and went to the Red Robin, and then we broke up. And I specifically picked a day that she did not work to go with my, she wasn't my new girlfriend at the time, it was girl, we were just starting to see each other, and it was going well. And lo and behold, I met the Red Robin, and I get there. And as soon as I'm about to get sat, I look over and there's my ex. She picked up a goddamn shift on that day because she needed money. Like, fuck. And you, it was so weird because
you don't dip your dick where you work, Carlos.
I know, but I have done it at many jobs, which is
now you're gonna tell me that you met Julie through your job.
That's right. I did. Oh God. the only job I won't hook up with anybody in is entertainment, because that will be the worst. You know what I mean? You can't hook up with a cast member, or, you know, like, I feel like when comedians date, it's fine at first, but then it rarely ever works out, and then it's just a shit show, because then you're gonna get blackballed from half the shows, you know, and they're gonna get blackballed from the other half. It, like, fucks up relationships.
And I feel like relationships work best when there's, like, a shining star and a supporter.
That's right. That's right. That's why Julie and I always fight over who's who. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was so awkward. But my ex saw us, and she clearly got jealous. And kept coming up to the table and, like, talking to us. And I, like, told the new girl, you know, I was like, by the way, that's my ex. So I'm sorry. I didn't know that she was going to be here, I swear. And luckily she was cool about it, but that could have been very awkward. And the thing that made matters actually funny to me were that when me and my Red Robin ex broke up, literally the next night, she made out with the manager from work, which is, like, for me was like a no-no. Like, that's so shitty. You, like, made out with our boss. Now we all have to work together. Like, I don't care if you hook up with someone, but you have to be someone that we work with, you fucking asshole. Like, I was so mad at the time, you know. And I remember people were kind of laughing at it because the guy was, like, a chubby guy. He was nice but and funny, but, like, he was, like, you know. And at the time I was pretty ripped up, so it was kind of like
the chubby ones are always funny.
So it's like you got like beat by that guy. It was like the thing. But then lo and behold, I bring in this new girl who is hotter than my Red Robin ex. And she was very jealous. And now I'm seeing the guys in the kitchen, like, pointing and laughing at my ex, like, ah! You know, and now she's so mad. And secretly, that gave me so much satisfaction because all that happened. And no, it's water under the bridge these days. And, you know, it's in the past. But at the time, I remember being like, yeah, bitch. I didn't mean to do this, but look who I plussed up after we broke up and she plussed out, you know. So it made me feel very rewarded, at least, like I won. But other than that, that could have been, like, the most catastrophic thing. And luckily, the girl I brought was very cool about it. Otherwise, like, she would have never, you know, been my girlfriend. There would have been no date after that. So that can be a deal breaker if under the wrong situations. Like, you watch Vanderpump Rules. Have you been watching the latest episodes?
I haven't. Should I? Is this season good?
This season's pretty good. I heard they're kind of moment. Well, they're kind of not to spoil. So I won't get into what I was to say, but they've been bringing in some of the older cast members, because some of them are in that new show, The Valley. You got Jax and Kristen in that new show. So they've been dabbling with appearing on the OG show that they got famous in to cross-promote. And it's led to some good stuff. But actually, this doesn't spoil anything, so I can say it. Everybody knows about Scandoval these days. Tom Sandoval from the show cheated on his partner of many years, like 10 years, Ariana Maddox. Mm-hmm. And whatchamacallit, in the show, he finally goes on a date after the whole thing. But of course, they go to a bar, his bar, and she is there and has a moment alone with his date, which is exactly what you do not want to happen. And she's basically like, watch out, he's a fucking monster, like, yeah, you know. And like, you don't want your ex having a moment alone with your new first date lady. That's just, it's not gonna go well. And sure, Sandoval fucked it up and like completely ruined their relationship. But, you know, people change. So you don't want your new relationship necessarily judging you off of old stuff. Hopefully you grow and change and become better. I don't know if he has, but, you know, that's just the awful like death scenario for me.
Having my ex talking about you, girl. Rachel, yeah. was she there?
She was not there. Apparently, they give you an update, actually, in the latest episode of the show. As to their relationship status, but I won't spoil everything there. You should just get back into it.
She's probably
get back on that horse.
If that happened to me, they had to lock me up somewhere. I'd be a mess. I mean, they really dragged her through the dirt. But she is a homewrecking hussy, so
yeah, she knew what she was doing. She was fucking. I used to be not necessarily Team Raquel or Rachel, as she goes by now, but I thought like they were bullying her. But then she did all that shit, and it's like, okay, you're kind of a dumbass. So,
I mean, you're on reality TV. What do you expect?
That's true. That's reality TV. That's and it literally like got the show, you know, the highest popularity peak it's ever had. It made a nationwide fucking name. So you know, now they're all like much richer as a result. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Guess it worked out. But anyways.
Well, next on my list, I think this has happened to me a few times, even with my current husband. I think there are so many apps out there to help you overcome a language barrier. But in person, it's difficult. And so when I met my husband, we had a great conversation online. Unbeknownst to me, he was using a translation app. So in person, it was embarrassing because I couldn't keep up with conversation like we were doing. We had such great conversation. I was excited to converse over dinner, and we couldn't. We were passing the phone back and forth.
And at least you have that technology available to you.
We know there's a lot of diversity in New York, and this is not the first time this has happened to me. Has this ever happened to you? You met someone that speaks a different language?
Nah, because I'm bilingual and awesome, so, you know, I don't need to worry about these things. You know, pretty sweet.
Bilingual doesn't mean that very close to French and everything. Dick and pussy. It means you speak two languages. I think you're a little confused.
That's right. I'm bi a lot of things, though. Wait, what?
Bicycle.
That's right.
Bicycle.
That's right. Exactly. What were you guys thinking, perbs? But yeah, dude, I can totally see that, and you know, it's also very easy to for the small things that you can say to get misconstrued, or for you to say something and like you know that. Translates to like I fuck coconuts in my ass, like what? When you try to translate things yourself, and I don't know, you lose when you can't like have a conversation with someone in person like that. You really lose a lot of banter and stuff, and a lot of that is what makes a good relationship, in my opinion.
Totally, you know
I mean? It's the back and forth.
And humor doesn't translate well.
Totally, and that's like
what I depend on.
Totally, that's humor. Over languages, jokes don't translate at all. There's very little bit of humor that does. So it's just, you know, if you make a joke and try to Google translate to something else, yeah, it's going to be stupid. Like, wow, he's really not funny. But, yeah, it just doesn't translate. I think unless it's like a situational thing, like you're telling a story, and a story will be funny, but not, you know, a joke obviously won't be. So yeah, I'm with you. That just makes things like awkward, and
yeah, you know, who the fuck wants
an awkward date? So at those points, I don't know, go to like a loud bar or something. I don't know what you do. I don't know what my advice is. But you're beat.
I mean, you don't need to speak the same language for the language of love. But
that's right.
But when trying to organize an escape or like to put their ass in an Uber, you do kind of need some linguistics.
You know what totally. I mean? And just for day-to-day shit in a relationship, you know what I mean? Like, imagine like it's just, oh hey, like you could grab me that, you know, can you scratch my back, and you can't even fucking say that. It's like, I don't know, it's just, if you can't communicate, relationships are all about communication. If you have miscommunication and no communication, it typically doesn't go well. So the, you know, you got a language barrier in there, and it typically doesn't work out unless you're one of those weird couples. It's like the guy who, like, I don't know, in the 50s met this lady in Korea, and they don't speak a fucking word of each other's language, and they don't really speak at all. But somehow it's perfect because they love it that way. You know what I mean?
I will say one thing.
Very rare.
Or being married to an immigrant, this one thing that I get to avoid, and it's talking about politics.
Taxes. I'm just kidding.
I hate talking politics, and
yeah, fuck yeah, because he doesn't care. Politics. He'll start talking about Brazil, and then you're like, I really don't care.
Like, you guys even have floors?
So, yeah, no, that's great. That is great. Because honestly, politics can be something that totally makes or breaks a relationship. Like, especially early on, it's not on the list, but. You know, like if I go to a date and I sit down and my date is wearing a Make America Great Again hat, I'm fucking out of there. You know what I mean? It's like culty. You know what I mean? Like
I know, but it's like, also it's like, are they tall? Do they have abs? Like,
so with Matthew McConaughey in a MAGA hat, you're cool. Like, fuck it.
Like what? Like, let's talk about a gag reflex.
That's right.
I mean, these are things I need to know, and maybe I can overlook the MAGA hat.
Can I bust
that? Actually, I don't think I couldn't overlook a MAGA hat. Who am I kidding? I could never.
Yeah, no. Because especially like for me, it's not even that they're Republicans, because there's some that they're not MAGAs. But for me, it's like, imagine wearing like Obama clothing, you know, to this day, you know, like, or wearing like Jimmy Carter clothing after he lost re-election, or any fucking politician, like someone who lost, the John McCain. Like, I'm gonna wear my John McCain memorabilia. Like, what? It's a fucking cult. It's weird. Politicians are not meant to be like looked upon that way as he does with his weird AI images of him with like six pack abs and shit. Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, it's, I mean, creepy.
Speak for yourself, because you're talking to Bill Clinton's number one fan club president.
That's right. At least Bill Clinton played the sax.
Relations with that woman,
and he looked good in a suit. He didn't need to AI Photoshop himself with six pack abs. He just rocked the suit.
This is article that said Americans. That Donald Trump lost like 15 pounds, whatever, because he was saying how he can't really eat a whole lot while on the road.
He's, yeah, right. Busy. He just took a dump.
It was like 15 pounds. And I thought to myself, you know what? Either it's Ozempic, or like if you're that big, you can take a dump and lose a good chunk of weight.
Yeah, literally. You can have a stomach bug. I guarantee you he's not losing. Especially if you look at him in his court and footage and shit. That's not a man that lost 15 pounds. He does not look healthy. He fell asleep in court the other day. And he's not really? Looking like a healthy man.
He's going to go to jail.
I don't know. That's such a tough question. Does, because
that January 6th is going to be nothing compared to what all these like hillbillies are going to pull.
Yeah, well, really I think bad. The thing with him, even if he gets convicted for something that will get him jail time, you know, he's managed to delay and delay and delay everything. So I could see him delaying actually going to jail until he actually just dies. So, but I do think that all these cases are going to fuck up his political career at some point. Like, I don't see him winning the election. And I do see it coming back to bite him. Maybe he'll take most of his money. But he still has his cult, you know? So as long as he has some of that campaign money stashed away somewhere, he'll be fine. But, you know, right now he's due for $500 million just now, you know? So yes. I don't know. It's going to, I don't see his political campaign or political career surviving. I just don't know that I see it going as far as him going to jail. And no, also it's the first time a president would go to jail in American history. So it's something that's going to be treaded very lightly because they won't want to set the precedent of Republicans then going crazy and putting someone in jail for bullshit reasons, even though Trump would be going to jail for very legitimate reasons. But you know how the people on the right kind of then use president to play with how they want the law to turn out.
If they caught President Buchanan with a dick in his mouth, he would have gone to jail too.
That's right. That's why he always locked the door. Very smart. Well,
what's next on your list?
What's next on your list? This is one that could be, honestly, this is so embarrassing that it could even be number one on the list. But there's other things that I just think overtake this, but it's bad. Imagine you're in a date and you don't forget your wallet. You remember this time after that chick didn't call you back last time. Wallet. You got it? Bam! Pull out your card. Whatever you want, baby. I got it. Look, got my card right here. It's all going on there, baby. Get the steak. Get the salad. Get the soup. Get everything. Get dessert. Get all the drinks you want. You want a double? I don't give a fuck. Get it. You want something to go? Boom, yeah, get it. And then you go pay. And then, you know, guy leaves with your card, comes back a few minutes later. And he's just like, "Excuse me, sir, your credit card's been declined." Oh, no!
You're like, try it again. No, there's no way. I'm sorry. There's money in there. Of course there's money in there. Like, why would I invite you out on a date if I didn't have money? Of course I have money. Try it again.
I swear to fucking God, I have money. And look, let me show you my bank statement. Please, look into my phone. Look. It's the most embarrassing, just so humiliating. You just look like a total fucking deadbeat. And here's the thing. Sometimes it is like an error, and then they do it again, and it works. But sometimes, which is a lot of times, you have to call your bank. And when you're going out on a fucking date, it's not necessarily the time where it's optimum calling hours for your bank. So by the time they figure out, you're most likely going to be home and end up touching yourself while you wait for the phone operator at Wells Fargo to finally pick up. It's bad. It's so embarrassing.
So embarrassing. That happened to me, but on the other side, I went out with this African guy from Ghana, and the reason why I'm specifying that is because I think he came from like a royal family, and he claimed he had lots of money. And then
they met via email. He was the Nigerian prince.
So he his one credit card didn't go through. The second credit card didn't go through. The third one did go through. And he had this excuse because he was like, "I travel a lot for work, and I just use my cards in other states, and now everything's flagged." And I was like, "Yeah." But then we went back to his house, which was beautiful and fancy and huge, and I was like, oh, "Okay, maybe he was telling the truth."
There were no pictures of him anywhere, though. he just broke into that house.
Correct. You know what, though? Like,
who are these people?
There's been times I've gone just across the river to Hoboken and my credit card won't work because I'm in different states. And then I go back to Manhattan and they're like, "No, someone just tried to use your credit card in New Jersey." Yeah, I know, it was me. I traveled 10 minutes.
That's shitty. Yeah. The funny thing is I've had my card flagged, but when someone has actually cloned my card and used it in fucking California, they didn't stop that transaction, and they let someone steal $600 from me.
Did you get it back?
I ended up getting it back, but it took like a few months, at least 3 to 6 months.
Really?
Because at first they denied my transaction, saying that it was me. And it was like, bitch, I wasn't even in California. Like, I can prove that I wasn't even in California. I was going to California, and I sent them my plane tickets to show that I actually arrived in California like 2 days after that transaction took place. And that's when they finally like started backing down. But then from then, that point on, it still took like 6 weeks for them to give back my money. And they were like, they gave me like the conditional balance back, where at first they give it to you, but they say, if we find out that, you know, you don't get the money back, they can take that back. And they took it back for like a day, and I called them flipping out like, motherfuckers, like, how much more proof do you need? And then I sent them everything again that I had as proof, and they finally gave it back to me for good. But it was like so stressful because it was like $600. And at the time when they took the money back, they fucking overdrafted my account because I wasn't expecting to lose $600 of that account. You know what I mean? And it fucked me. So I was just furious. It's like, you motherfuckers. Like, you had all this, like, quote unquote, internet security bullshit. And then you can't flag that, you morons.
What bank is it?
Wells Fargo, you pricks.
Oh, why do you bank with Wells Fargo?
Well, because all the banks have their own issues, and they're all fucking assholes.
I love Bank of America.
This show is sponsored by Wells Fargo. Fuck you all. I don't know, man. Bank of America were fucking assholes to my mom after my dad died, and she had a clear will, with our finances that show that the money that was in there was to be transferred to their account. And they still try to fuck my mom over. This is after, like, you know, when someone dies, you use that money for, like, funeral expenses and shit. It's not like she was using it to fucking go to Mexico and party. You know, like, they needed that money. And, So I've seen enough bad experiences firsthand from everybody. Between everybody in my family, we all have a different bank account for whatever reason. And I've seen all the banks fuck people in their own different ways. So I don't trust any of them. Motherfuckers. Boy. Motherfuckers. But anyways, back to the topic at hand.
I'm next. And I have to be very careful where I put my tongue, because if my date had just ate something with peanuts, it could be a kiss of death for me. And I also learned this can go the other way around. So I went on a date one time, and I asked this gentleman if he wanted to try my mango or like my cucumber martini or something. And he said, no, I'm actually allergic. I said, oh, okay. And then at some point, I knocked the martini on his arm, and his arm swelled up. And then we had to go to the emergency room.
No! Wow.
And even to touch, his arm swelled up. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
And then, which means that this place used fresh juice in their martinis. That was
That's
nice.
Right. Anyway, check it out. Yeah. That's how you prove. You threw it in his face.
Can you imagine being at dinner and having an allergy reaction? And that's going to be so embarrassing, right?
Yeah. I knew.
Like in Mrs. Doubtfire with the pepper?
Oh, yeah. That's good. And now you said you're allergic to peanuts really badly?
Peanuts.
So it's like, if I touch a peanut and I touch you, you like break out?
I don't think so, but the fraternity did paint the teak letters on my chest, and I broke out in
so I knew
peanut butter.
Now I hooked up with someone for a few months. Very good times, very beautiful girl, but she was deadly allergic to peanuts and nuts in general. Where like someone once gave her a bite of something, and she was like, are you sure there's no peanuts in it? And then turned out that there was peanuts in it. They accidentally switched it, and she took like the littlest bite and like almost died, like went into like fucking what is it called, anaphylactic shock and yeah. shit. They had to call the ambulance. Like, it's like, I think, I swear to God, and this is kind of a funny example, but it's totally true, I think if I had a Snickers bar with peanuts, obviously, and she gave me a BJ and I finished, I think she would actually have allergic reaction in her mouth.
Really?
I think it's like that catastrophically bad to have any exposure to peanuts. So
what if you had peanuts in your mouth and went down on her?
Oh, man. Her vagina would probably explode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if I eat a Snickers bar and went down on her, that would have been really
that's
bad.
That's a not so happy flappy, if you ask me.
And that's honestly tough. I think, to be fair, I think maybe that's one of the reasons why we didn't work out, because I can't imagine not eating peanuts or nuts ever. I love them. Cashews, walnuts, fucking regular old peanuts. You can sweeten them. You can roast them. You can have them raw. Fucking awesome. You can put them in brownies, ice cream, just as they are, in granola bars.
Are you talking about peanuts or penis?
A little bit of both, actually.
Because what you're saying qualifies for both.
That's right. You can have them hot. You can have them cold. You know, you can have them in your hands or just straight in your mouth.
Correct.
Still both qualify. So, yeah. No, I fucking love nuts. All kinds of nuts.
Oh, yeah, SEMO.
But anyways. Yeah, allergic reaction.
What's next on your list?
Up next, I only have two left on my end. Now, picture this. You're finally going on a date with the guy or girl of your dreams. You're very nervous and anxious, though. You know, it's the night of the date. And your nerves are through the roof. You really like this person. You think that this goes well, this could be the one. And you know what happens when you are super anxious? It raises the chances of noticing a little something on your lip. Oh, no. It's a herpes. A cold sore came to play. No! Ugh. Now, I don't have an STD, so I'm lucky. But
that you know, but you could be a carrier for HPV.
Everybody, yeah, a lot of guys are. A lot of people are, actually. And they say 1 in 3 people have herpes. So that's kind of where the thought of this point came, that this, I know, has happened to a lot of people. And there's the herpes that you get sexually, but there's also like the regular cold sore herpes, like B or whatever. That's still herpes, but not
herpes,
you know,
simplex 1, herpes simplex 2, right?
That's right. That's
okay,
right.
So if it's 1 in 3 people, if it's you, me, and Ron, which one of us has herpes?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that it's Ron since he's from Florida. Duh.
Oh, good point.
It's easy. Next.
Okay, Florida 1, Ron 0.
Yeah, when there's score. But that was a Floridian, they're the 1 in 3. That's just
yeah.
It's easy to, that's easy math. Quick math. But you know, here's the thing. Like, the closest I had to the scenario was, again, with that college girl that I started seeing after my Red Robin girl. I've shared this story on the pod once of being so drunk that I smoked a cigarette backwards and I burnt the shit out of my lip. I was so drunk that it took me like a long time to realize that I was smoking the lit part of the cigarette. And it literally burnt the bottom part and a little of my top, but it like, when it scabbed over, it looked like a giant fucking cold sore, you know? And luckily, I saw that girl and she believed me that it was what it was, because, you know, that fucking, I looked, her first face, like when she saw me and saw my lip, was like, you know, I swear to God, it's like, not a cold sore. I'm just a fucking idiot. Like, I'm just a moron. I promise. So, yeah, I can't imagine I mean, and also, you know, because eventually you're gonna have to disclose that shit. Like, if the date's going real well and you think you're gonna get some, you gotta kind of tell the person, oh, hey, I got a little something something going on down there.
Do you have to disclose it if you don't have a breakout? I don't mean to sound ignorant, but I don't have any STDs. So, like, I don't know what these conversations are like. But I feel like if you have had, you know, chronic cold sores, like, that's pretty common. I think, like, 80% of, like, people have – I don't get cold sores. But yeah, maybe if people do they have to say, hey, before we hook up, I just want you to know that I get cold sores sometimes? Like, is that –
Yeah, I guess not. If they're not having any – like, especially if it's not on the contagious part, I guess you don't have to. But
now, if you have a cold sore on your lip, that's like a normal cold sore. Can you go down on someone and give them a cold sore on their
pee? Yeah, you can.
My God.
So you got to be very careful and make sure that the cold sore is totally healed before you get any pleasure down there, because that will turn the herpes B into a herpes A, I think. So the lines are very thin on the two. And you do not want to sore your wiener for your people, because here's the thing. Once you get it to go away, it comes right back. And if you're really stressed out, it comes right back. If you're really sad, it comes right back. Or if you get your immunities go low and you're feeling like you're going to get a little sick, it comes right back. Basically, you're just fucked. So... if this isn't a use a condom ad for you kids out there listening, I don't know what is. Just Google herpes penis. And you're welcome. You don't want that on your dick. Just Google it. It's the worst thing ever. If you really want to have like something scare you straight and just save sex, is Google herpes penis and have fun.
Ugh. Yuck.
Anywho, what you got?
Well, this is my last one. This is the most embarrassing one. So let me walk the listeners through a day in the life of a gay man going on a date. Okay. If you are gay and you're going on a date, and a lot of people, not just gay people, but a lot of people consider dates auditions, and there's a lot of hanky-panky on a first date. You know, when I grew up, you would never have sex on a first date. But times have changed. No. You got to test the goods. So anyway.
That's right.
Yeah. Hallelujah, it's raining men. Amen. Well, I think that it's important if you are expecting this in action, if you're on the receiving end, then there is a very strict diet, and then there is some preparation to do to clear out the pipes. You cannot have spontaneous sex. You hear me, gay people? Gay people listening? You cannot have spontaneous sex, especially if you are expecting to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Because your partner is going to pull out what looks like a chili dog, and then you gotta buy new sheets. It's disgusting. Right. So poopy sheets is like top tier most embarrassing thing that can happen. Just the scent of shit throws me through a loop. But you can't like sleep and relax after making lovies because you're thinking to yourself, I gotta change these fucking sheets.
And the thing is, poopy sheets can come in many forms. You know what I mean? It could be you pull it out like a chili dog, and that's if you're lucky. But it could also just like, you know, like when you put your finger on the sink and you turn on the running water on the tap, you just like when you're blocking the dam, it just comes out everywhere. Yeah, that could happen.
I had a considerable amount of poo on me one time by some guy who did not. He just lacked respect for me. That's all. Just lacked respect for me, and he put this stuff on his butthole called anal ease. So it's like this, like lube, I think, that has like a numbing agent in it.
Yeah,
and I don't think he felt that he was like
shitting himself.
Poo on tap on my goddamn dick, dude.
Yeah, because how do you clench your ass when you have a turtle head coming if you're
your asshole's down? We love the poppers too. The poppers kind of like relax our butthole. Have you snorted pop or sniffed poppers
never
before?
Never have. Never sniffed a popper.
I've done it. It's not too bad. It was really big, I guess, like in the 70s on the dance floor, the discos, yeah. But oof.
And if you're lucky, the stain will come out, but I think you just gotta throw them because you can also get like the green shits, you know, the corn shits. The solid turd.
I get green shit if I drink grape soda.
When you pull it out and the butthole's still big, so like the shit just like goes out of there after. Ooh, it's like everywhere, you know, and then you gotta like gross. Use the sheets to like pump it all up. Yeah, that's definitely the worst thing that could definitely happen. And it's one of the many reasons why, honestly, I'm not a big anal guy. Like, it's like I just don't trust people's cleanliness.
Well, you may not be a big anal guy because Julia may not be a big anal girl.
That's true. But even before her, here's the thing: one of my favorite things about girls I date is like I like a girl that can eat, so that just negates any anal on sexy time night. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because of the reasons we just discussed. They're applicable to every asshole. And I like the girl that eats the cheeseburger, for God's sake. So that's not going to translate well for sexy time, you guys. So, yeah, I'm with you. Poopy sheets. Woo! Definitely a good number one for you. And now for my number one is one that's really a two-faceted number one. Because on the one side, part A of this will make you look like an angry, aggressive, potentially jerk or psychopath. But then the other part will make you look soft. And that's getting in a fight during a first date and losing. It's just, oof. Because getting in a fight is already a terrible thing to happen. You know what I mean? Your date's going to be like, what the fuck? Like, this is a first date. You can't walk away from this situation. You know what I mean? It's going to at least make you look, unless it's someone who is like totally offending your date and you're coming in to defend them, where you look like a total Prince Charming. If it's like, you know, like the waiter says something stupid, you blow up at him, or some guy cuts you off, you get out of your car to fight them. You know, it's like the weird psychopath scenarios. You know, it makes you look like a certain type of person. But losing the fight, now, not only is the girl or guy going to think that you have anger issues, but she'll think you're fucking soft and not a good protector. And boom, you lost your chances. Because everyone likes a good protector. Everyone likes to feel safe when they go out.
Of course.
It's like watching your dad lose in a fight. You know what I mean? You'd never look at him the same way again. It's the same thing about your boyfriend. It's like, eh.
Well, you know, when you put this on the list, I thought you meant getting into a fight with your date, like over like politics or something.
Oh, well, that's also really bad. That's, yeah.
Don't talk religion. You don't talk politics. You don't assume the gender of a baby. You will always get it wrong.
Totally. Totally. Yeah, getting a fight with your date is another quick way to fuck that up. Because, you know, then regardless of who it is you're fighting, them or someone else, you have to have that moment of, oh, can we start over? And when you have to have that moment in a relationship, it's like, no. Like, what do you want me to do? You want me to forget, asshole? Like, yeah, no, go fuck yourself. So, I don't know. Can we start over moments? Rarely ever work out in relationships. So take the red flag and run with it, maybe. That's what I got to say about that. Don't get in a fight, especially not with your date. But if you do got to fight and kick some ass, at least win it. Let them have that memory of you giving that 1-2 to defend their honor and kick some ass. You know, that's kind of cool. But, you know, if it's just like you picking some old guy, you're going to look like a psycho. So that's number one on my list. Getting punked for your date.
Yeah. And, I remember going out with this girl in college, and she was so problematic, and she would say shitty things to guys that I wouldn't agree with. And then she'd be like, are you gonna let him talk to me like that? I'm like, oh, fuck. Yes, because he's bigger than me, and you should have been jackass. Like an asshole to him first.
Yeah, no, I do think that, you know.
And that's why I'm gay.
That's why he turned gay. That's when he made the choice, guys. No, I watch enough YouTube videos where, and this also happens on Twitter for some reason. Well, not YouTube, on Twitter is where they come up a lot, where it's like all these like awful fight videos. And I've seen enough of them to see where it's like girls will get so out of control and say awful things to guys, and they will put their hands on them. And eventually the guy will get mad, punch him once, and the girl's like on the goddamn ground. And it's like, what do you think? Do you agree with this? It's like, I don't think you should ever hit a woman. But if a woman hits you, they're opening themselves up to getting hit back. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. The minute you lay your hands on anybody is an open invitation for them to whoop your ass. So know that. This is ladies and gentlemen. But there's some people who are not the ones, and they're not the ones to fuck with. And, you know, it's just that I feel like people get away with it enough where they think they're immune. But one day you're going to meet the person who is not the one. They're going to fuck you.
I'm not the one. I had a lady one time at the bar tell me she's going to slap the shit out of me. I said, bitch, bring it. Because the moment your hand touches my face, I'm beating the fuck out of you.
Bring it.
Let's go. And then you know me. I'm like, I've been to jail 4 times for anger management issues. So if you really want to go there, bitch, we can go there. I promise you I'm not the one.
I just saw this video on Twitter, and it was this lady in a supermarket who decided to start calling these two black ladies the N-word. And
I hope they beat the shit out of her.
Well, as soon as that word came out of their mouth, the black ladies had enough. It's like, oh, that's it. It's on. Because they were like talking from like far away in a hallway. And it's like, that's it. It's on. And they were one of the black ladies was filming the whole time. So the whole thing's on footage, is on tape. And then all of a sudden, it quick cuts to the black lady sees the white lady outside, and she proceeds to whoop her ass. Pat, say it again. Call me the M-word again, bitch. And the lady's like, no, I'm so sorry. No. And honestly, it got to a point where the ass whooping made me even feel bad for the white lady. But that's what you fucking get. You know,
I shouldn't feel bad for her.
And I'm guaranteeing you.
Stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Yep. And I guarantee you that lady will never say that word ever fucking again. At least in public, which is a good enough victory for me. So, on that note, let us know what you thought of our list, the top 10 most embarrassing things to happen on a first date. Give us a follow on all social channels at Frat Chat Podcast. That's on Instagram. That's on Facebook. That's on Twitter /X. That's on YouTube. You can also give me a follow as well at my brand new website, CarlosGarciaComedy.com. You can check me out on social media as well at Carlos Does the World on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Threads, YouTube, and Carlos Does World on Twitter /X. And you can follow my good buddy Steve over here at Chris.Moore.Comedy. On Instagram, on TikTok, and Seymour Comedy on Twitter /sex. Oh, yeah. And don't forget, you guys, that we love you. So keep loving us back. Let us know what you think of our list. And we'll be back next week, since what we do. Still miss the mo.
So much that I would douche before I let you hit it.
Thanks, dude.
Love I have.
And if you didn't douche and just made a total mess, I love you so much that I would use it to finger paint you a total awesome painting.
Oh wow, I love art. I love art. We come
to that top one. Is
nice.
All
right,
truly
guys.
After taco night.
I motion to adjourn this meeting.
And I say, keep All right, you guys will be back next week with another edition of the greatest podcast in the history of podcasting. And this is the Franchise Podcast. See you.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.